Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Hei. The Mishnah lists Chomesh Pruta, saying there are five halachis, whose shiur is a Shavu Pruta, Ha'idah is a Shavu Pruta, Ve'isha Miskadesh is b'Shavu Pruta, Ve'anena b'Shavu Pruta, Min HaHektish is Ma'al, Ve'amoytzi Shavu Pruta is Chayav Lahachriz, and the fifth halacha in the Mishnah whose shiur is a Shavu Pruta, the Mishnah lists Ve'agoizles Chaveh Shavu Pruta, one who steals from his friend the shiur of a Shavu Pruta, Ve'nishbala, and he makes a Shavua Sheker, denying this that he stole. The halacha is, when the ganif wants to return the money, he's mechuyev. When he wants to do tshuva for this that he stole, he's mechuyev leilech achav afilu lamadai. He's mechuyev to go after the nignav afilu to madai to return this that he stole. There's a diak in the Mishnah that the Mishnah only says that goizles chavei shavaputa v'nishba lo yelichenu achav afilu lamadai. The shiva shavaputa in the gzela is only that if he stole a shavaputa, then he's mechuyev lohelech achav lamadai. But it's mashman the Mishnah on the etzem le sigzal, one is over le sigzal, feel on a pachm shavaputa. There is no shir shavaputa for the lava le sigzal. It's only this halacha that nishba lo yelichenu achav afilu lamadai, and that the Mishnah says the shir is a shavaputa. B'chadayim lezeh, one can be medactic from the Gemara. Levi has a different list of the chomesh prutas than our Mishnah. V'chein tani Levi b'masnisei chomesh prutas, saying the Gemara list brings Levi's list. Ha'inah pruta, va'idah pruta, v'kdush isha pruta, and then Levi lists v'gezel pruta. And the mashmoyis of Levi is that he's bringing the halacha that gzela, the lav of le'sigza, one is only over with the shiva shava pruta. And we mashmir from Levi that gzela taka has a shiur of a shavu pruta, not like we are medayik in the Mishnah that gzela does not have a shiur of a shavu pruta, and only the halach of yelichenu achav afilu lamadai has the shiur of a shavu pruta. Only Rashi on the Gemara the v'amaskel v'gezel bepruta is matrik the lashon of Levi, and Rashi explains v'gezel bepruta what Levi is referring to is lechay v'karben shvuim nishba l'sheker uleilichay achrov. Rashi is mefarish that Levi, when he says gezel b'pruta, is referring to the halacha of being chayav a carbon shvua for the shvua sheker when one is kofer the gzela of a pruta, and also leilichay achrov the halacha that one is mechuyev to go lemadai in order to return the gzela this that he stole to the nignav. Rashi is matchik the lashon of Levi from gezel b'pruta, which is mashma the isalei sigzel is a shivish of a pruta, and Rashi is mefarish, we're again referring to the halacha of a shvua of a nishbalo yelichenu achra fiul lemadai. Rashi is mefarish, it's the nafkamina of a pruta is only been again being chayev a carbon shvua, and also this halacha of yelichenu achra fiul lemadai. It's mashma from Rashi that there is no shivish of a pruta on gzela, one is over the isa of le sigzel afil on a pachmish of a pruta. In the Mechaber in Simen, in Chayshem Mishpat, in Simen Shin, Bam Ches, the Mechaber Paskin, it's also to steal afilo a kosher, even less than a Shavu Pruta, it's also for one to steal. And the Bir Agro in Shulchan Aruch is Mitzayin, the Rashi in Sanhedrin, and Afnan Zayin, Amad Aleph, the Vemaskal Tzayin, Vishayta Mileslei. Rashi of this being Mefarish, the Aloch of a Goy who steals a Pachas, Mishavu Pruta, is Neregolov. And Rashi is Mefarish that by Tzayin, Vishayta Mileslei, when one steals a Pachas, Mishavu Pruta, there is Tzayin, Vishayta while he steals it, and Rashi explains. Hilkoch gezelo, therefore a pachas mishav pruta is a gzela. Elashein bezin Yisrael nizkokin lahashivoy. A bezin shay Yisrael is not nizgak to be mechayiv, want to return a pachas mishav pruta. The baser achim machalei, because once one steals from a Yisrael a pachas mishav pruta, a yid is normally meichel a pachas mishav pruta, and therefore bezin is not nizgak to force one to return a pachas mishav pruta. But our kapanis revoir from Rashi that it's only because the person is meichel, that's why bezin is not niskak to return it. But b'shas, one steals a pachas mishav pruta, it is a gzela. It's revoir from Rashi again. Rashi l'shitasai that the halacha of our mishnah of gezel b'pruta is only b'negeir yelichenu achav afilu lamadai, like the mashmois of our mishnah. But b'negeir the lav of le'sigzel afilu pachas mishav pruta, also one is over the lav of le'sigzel. The Rambam in Hilchas Gneva and the beginning of Hilchas Gzela, in both places he paskins that it's aser to steal to be goyne v'kolshu and it's aser to be goyzel v'kolshu. The Magid Mishnah in the beginning of Hilchas Gneva is mefarish the Rambam the iser to be goyne v'kolshu is just like chatzi shir is aser b'chol ha'toyra kula. We always find the halacha we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan chatzi shir is aser min ha'toyra. So just like all over we find chatzi shir aser min ha'toyra, so too by Gneva when one steals a kolshu it's begeder chatzi shir aser min ha'toyra. It's mevuah from the Magen Mishnah that the Magen Mishnah understood in the Rambam that the Rambam holds there is a shir of a shavu pruta in the lav of le'sigzel and the lav and in the isra of gneva. The Rambam holds there is a shir of a shavu pruta, and when one steals a pachmi shavu pruta, he's not being over the full lav of le'sigzel. It's only begeder chatzi shir also min ha'toyra. It's a chatzi shir, and that's also also. But Avadi wasn't over the full lav of le'sigzel because on the lav of le'sigzel there is a shir of a shavu pruta. The Minchas Chinuch is medayik that like the Magen Mishnah but Das Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchas Melachim brings the halacha of a ben noyach is chayiv ala gezel, and a ben noyach who steals a pox misharaputa is nerag alav. And the Rambam is in the next halacha brings v'chein chayiv al evim menachai. The ben noyach who steals lasna misharaputa is nerag alav, and so too is chayiv an evim menachai, and if he eats a kosher of evim menachai, he's over this of evim menachai. And the Rambam is misayim shloim nitnu ashiurin elal yisrael bavat. The shiurim that we have on all mitzvahs in the Torah and all Yisurim that they have a shiur, the shiurim only nitnu for Yisrael and not for Benayach. And the Rambam is being mefarish, therefore by Benayach there is no shiur of a kezayis. When a Benayach eats even menachai, afilo a kosher, also the Benayach is over this even menachai. And the mashmois of the Rambam when he says shlo nitnu shiurin elal yisrael bavad, he's not only going back on the v'chein Benayach is over is mitzvah and even menachai, and he's over and eats a kosher, but he's also going back on this that he mentioned earlier, that by gzeila ben noyach is nerag on a pox mishavaputa, when a ben noyach steals a kosher, he's nerag alav, being that he was over the lav olay sigdol, the halacha is a guy who's over the lav olay sigdol is nerag alav. And it's mashup from the Rambam that the explanation of why a guy is over olay sigdol on a kosher is because the shi'urim only nemerly yisrael loy leben noyach. It's mavur in the Rambam that for Yisrael there is a shir, and by a goy being that shirum we're not nema for goyim, therefore goy is over on a few on the kol shu. But again, it's mashm like the Magen Mishnah that there is a shir of gzeila, and the shir of gzeila would be a pruta, and when one steals a kol shu, he's only over the isa machmas dis the chatzi shir also min atayu. And the chayyur the Rambam would have to be mefarish our Mishnah this that the Mishnah says dafka goyz les chavei shav a pruta v'nishba lo yelichenu achra afu lamadai. And the Mishnah does not say stam that there's a shiur of a shavaputa that one is only able to sigzol when he steals a shavaputa. There's a shiur of a shavaputa and the lavale sigzol also. Is there is no nafkamina really to this that one is able to lavale sigzol dafkan a shavaputa, being that on pach mi shavaputa also it's also for one to steal machmas the isav chatzi shiur also min ha-Torah. And the entire nafkamina of this that the gzeil one is only able to sigzol with a shavaputa has only been again the halachas of gzeil of yelichenu achra afu lamadai. So therefore the Mishnah only lists this that nishba lo is yelichenu achra afu lamadai because that's an nafkamina between a pruta and a pox mishav pruta. Mashenken, the being over the lavly sigzol, being that anyways, even on a pox mishav pruta, it's also as chatzis shiur also min ha-Torah. Therefore, the Mishnah does not list a gezel bepruta that the lavly sigzol itself the shiur is a shav pruta. Our kapanim we have a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam the das Rashi the isul of sigzol is afilah on a kol shu, and according to the Rambam, one is only over the sigzol to shiur mishav pruta. Pox mishav pruta is only also as chatzis shiur also min ha-Torah. There's another nafkamina that comes out from this machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. What is the halacha on a pachs mishav pruta? The halacha is one is not mechuyev to return. There's no mitzvah sashav on a pachs mishav pruta. According to the Rambam, it's very easily understandable why one is not mechuyev to return pachs mishav pruta, being that the issur like sigzol is really only on a shav pruta. The issur to steal a kosher is only at chatzis shiur min ha-Torah. The mitzvah sashav that one is mechuyev to return the gzeila was only said to the lav of sigzol only when one steals a shav pruta. Pachs mishav pruta, there is no mitzvah to return it, being that he wasn't really over the lavly sigzol. It's only a chatzi shir deka halacha. Mashekin, according to Rashi, this that on a pachs mishav pruta, one is not mechuyev to return, there is no mitzvah sashava, is because of the svar Rashi born in Sanhedrin and Daphne Zayin, it's based on the Gemara and Daphne Tess, that a pachs mishav pruta by Yisrael is meichel. We always assume a yid is meichel a pachs mishav pruta. Be'emes, there would be a mitzvah sashava on a pachs mishav pruta also, only we assume a mechila. We assume a yid is meichel on a pachs mishav pruta, and therefore one is not bezno will not be nizgak, and one is not mechuyev to return a pachs mishav pruta. And this is also in the chinuch mitzvah koflamed when he's mefarish the halacha of pachs mishav pruta, why one is not mechuyev to return it. The chinuch says, being that Yisrael are nadvonim bnei nadvonim, they are rachmonim, they are people with rachmonis, and mistama we could assume and mistama when one steals from a yid a pachs mishav pruta, even though he's makvin and he does not want him to steal this pachs mishav pruta from him. Once he steals it by a yid, we assume that he is meichel, and therefore one is not mechuyev to return a pachs mishav pruta. The chinuch is assuming kedas Rashi that be'emes is an iser, and one would be mechuyev to return a pachs mishav pruta. Only we assume a mechila because yidin normally are meichel a pachs mishav pruta. The minchas chinuch brings common afkaminis to whether or not this that a ganef is not mechuyev to return a pachs mishav pruta is mitzad. We assume that the nignav is meichel kedas Rashi, or the reason is because the ganef is only over the lav of the sigzol. But the shiur of a shavaputa by pachs mishavaputa was not really over the lav of leisigzol. The first nafkamina he brings is if the nignav is amad v'tzavach, that he's not meichel, the nignav is saying he's not meichel the gzeila. If the reason is because we could assume a mechila in a case when the nignav is saying he's not meichel, then the ganef would still be mechuyev to give him back afilo pachs mishavaputa. Mashenkin, if the reason why the ganef is not mechuyev to give it back is because the shiur of a gzeila is a pruta, afilo if the nignav is saying he's not meichel, there still is not a shiur of a gzeila, and the ganef will not be mechuyev to give it back. The Minchas Chinuch also brings an afkamina, whether who does the money belong to? If the reason is mitzadim mechila, so then we say that the money now belongs to the ganef. The nignav was meichel the money to the ganef, and now it's the ganef's money. Mashenkin, if the reason is because the shiur of gzeila is a shavar pruta, hagam the ganef is not mechil to give it back because he does not have the shiur of gzeila, but the money is not his. This is similar to what the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Zayin is mechadish that afilo according to the Maan Yomar gezel akum is mutter. Still, one cannot use this money to be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav and esrik. Being that a lulav and an esrik requires the halacha of lachem and has to belong to him, even though the gezel akum is mutter and he was not able to sigzal mikol makom, the money is not his and he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav and esrik with this money. So, Dr. Minchas Chinuch, who adin over here, if the reason why the ganef is not mechuyev to return it is because the shiur of gzeila is a pruto, even though one was not over to lavo le sigzal because he did not have the shiur of a pruto, but mikol makom the money is not his, and memeli cannot use this money to buy a lulav and esrik because it would not be considered lachem. And who adin ben gebi mekadesh and isha, if the reason is mitzad and mechilo, one can use the pach mishav a pruto to mitzdarf with all the money that he has to make the shiur of a pruto and be mekadesh and isha, and the isha would be mekudeshes. And if we say the reason why the ganef is not mechuyev to return the money is because the shiur of a gneiva is a pruta, so then the money is still not his if he uses this money to be mitzdarf for the other money that he has to be mekadesh and isha, being that a chelik of the shiur of a pruta is not his, the isha will not be mekudeshes. Other nafkaminis the Minchas Chinuch brings is if the money goes up in value. If the money started off as a pach mishav pruta and now the item that he stole went up and is now valued at a shav pruta, if the reason is mitzad mechila b'shas the gneva there was a mechila, one is not mechiv to return it even though it is now worth a shav pruta. Mashenken, if the reason why one is not mechiv to return it is because the shiur of a gneva is a pruta, now that the chayfetz went up and it's now worth a shav pruta, it's itachen that one would be mechiv to return the chayfetz because right now he has a gneva of a shav pruta. And who had din if one stole two times? If one stole a pach mishav pruta twice, according to the Asrashi, each time that he stole it, the Bailam was it was Moichel, the money, and therefore the two Gnevas are not Mitztarif. Mashenke in the Fidasa Rambam, that the reason why one is not Mochiv to return it is because the Shia of a Gnevas is a Shavar Pruta. If one stole two times, the two Gnevas would be Mitztarif, and now he has a Gneva of a Shavar Pruta, and he would be Mochiv to return it, because now he has a Shavar Pruta of Gneva B'yaday. Just to summarize what we discussed, we brought a Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam in whether or not the Shia of Igneva is a Shavar Pruta. According to the Rashi, one is able to sigzal afil and a pach mishavar pruta. According to the Rambam, the Shia of Igneva is a Shavar Pruta. One is only over pach mishavar pruta, like the Magen Mishnah explains, because of the Issa of Chatzi Shia Semen HaTorah. It's only midin Chatzi Shia, but etzim the Shia Gzeila is a Shavar Pruta. And we discussed Lefi, this is a Machlokes, why is the ganef not mechiv to return a pach mishavar pruta? According to Rashi, the reason is because we could assume a mechila. And according to the Das Rambam, the reason why the ganef is not mechiv to return a pach mishavar pruta is because he wasn't really over the lavalei sigzal, he was only over a chatzi shiur deka halacha. And we brought the Minchas Chinuch for kama nafkaminis, whether or not this that the ganef is not mechiv to return it is mitzad the mechila, or it's mitzad that the ganef wasn't really over the issa of leisigzal. If the reason is mitzad the mechila, if the nignav says he's not meichel, then the ganef will still be mechiv to return it. And we said who adin, it belongs now to the ganef. He can mekay the mitzvah lulav and esrog with it. He can mekay the shnisha with it. We said over the nafkamina that if it goes up in value, then he's still not mechuyev to return it. And also, two gnevis would not be mitztarif. Mashenkin lefidas Rambam, that the reason why the ganef is not mechuyev to return it is because he was not really able to lavo leisigzal. So then, first of all, afilu if the nignav says that he's not meichel, it's still the ganef is not mechuyev to return it. And also, the money would not really belong to him, being that even though he's not mechuyev to return it because it's not the shiur of a gneva, but the money is not his, and he cannot be mekayim luv and esrog with it, he cannot be mekayim shnisha with it. If it's nesiaker, now worth a shavar pruta, he would still be mechuyev to return it because now it's a gneva of a shavar pruta. And hodin l'fidas Rambam, two gnevas would be mitztarif because now he has a shavar pruta worth of gneva biyadai. The etzem halacha mentioned in our Mishnah, ha'gozles chavei shavar pruta v'nishba lo yelichen erachor afil l'madai, that one who steals from his friend the shavar pruta and then makes a shvur denying that he stole the money, he's mechuyev elichen erachor afil l'madai, then he's mechuyev to go afil l'madai to return the money that he stole to the nignav if the nignav is in madai. And the chayre, this halacha needs explanation. Why is it Dafkov was nishbalay? If Dafkov he made a shvua sheker that he stole the money, he was denying this that he stole it, then he's mechuyev to be meilech achar of afilu lamadai. Why don't we say when any person steals a pruta from his friend, he should be mechuyev loheilech achar of afilu lamadai? The Minchas Chinuch mitzvah Kuf Lamed asks, why is it different than any other mitzvah saseh that we say ad chaymish bimemoni, a person's mechuyev to spend 1/5 of his money to be mekayim a mitzvah saseh? So lechayu hu adin by Gneva, when he's coming to be meishav es agzela and to be mekayim mitzvah sesi of heishav es agzela, and even more so over here that he's coming to be mesaken the lav of the sigzel that he was over, he should be mechayiv to spend 1/5 of his money, and that should include also lechenu achav afilu lemadai. If he has to go to madai also, he should be mechayiv to go to madai in order to be mekayim the mitzvah sesi to return the gzela, to return this that he stole. This man, Simon Shin Samach Zayin, explains this halacha that a Gozlas Chaveri is not mechuyif to go to Madan unless he was Nishba Loi. It's because Mipnei Takonas Hashavim, really, Midereisa, one is mechuyif to go afilo lemadai in order to return the Gzela, in order to return this that he stole, just like he's mechuyif by every mitzvah saseh to spend up to Chemish Mimoina, he's mechuyif also by Gzela to go to Madai to return this that he stole. Only there's a special takana sashavim, Chazal made a takana in order to make it easier for people to be chayzeh b'tshuva, that people should want to be chayzeh b'tshuva from this that they stole, and people will come to return the money. They said that there's a takana that one is not mechuyif to go to Madai to return money that he stole. It's only when it's nishbaloi, then they said he's mechuyif to go to Madai to return this that he stole. But a regular ganef, there's a takana sashavim that he's not mechuyif to go to Madai to return gneivasa in order to make it easier for people to be chayzeh b'tshuva for Ganovim. The Shach in Siman Shin Samach Zayin is chaylik on this man. The Shach holds that this halacha of Gozlas Chaveroi is not mechuyif to go to Madai unless he is nishbala, is me'ikad adina. And on the Shach, it's hodja the kushya of the Minchas Chinuch, maishna from all mitzvahs that we say a person is mechuyif to spend a chaymish mimemoine in order to be mekayin the mitzvah. Why by Gneva do we say is not mechuyif to go to Madai to be mekayin the mitzvah of Heshev Esagzela in order to be mekayin this mitzvah of returning this that he stole? The Me'iri in Baba Kama on Daf Kuf Gimel explains this halacha that Dafka Goizlas Chaveva Nishbaloi is mechuyev to go to Madai to return the money. Mashenkin, a regular ganef, is not mechuyev to go to Madai in order to return the money. And he explains a regular ganef, when one steals money from his friend and his friend is in Madai, he could assume that his friend will come back to be Tavei of the money. In the regular case, we assume his chaver, the nignav, will come back in order to be Tavei of the ganef, the money that he stole. Therefore, he is not mechuyif to go to Madai. He's allowed to be soimich that the nignav will come back eventually to be tevei of the money. Masha'enke, one who is nishba l'sheka and he was kofer in the gneva, so the nignav is already miyayish from getting back the money. He was tevei of the money. The ganef was kofer and he was nishba l'sheka. So now the nignav doesn't have any eitzah to get the money back from the ganef. So the ganef can't be soimich that the nignav will come back to the ganef to be tevei of him. Therefore, the halacha is that a gozlas chaveh v'nishbaloi. So, in such a case, he can't be samech that the nignav will come back to be teveim. So now he's mechuyif to chase after the nignav wherever he is, afilu l'madai, in order to return the money. It comes out according to the Me'iri that nafka minu between nishbaloi and non-nishbaloi is only whether or not it can be samech that the nignav is going to come back to be teveim from him. It's not a be'etzim de kechilik. The chilik is only whether and how much could it be samech that the nignav will come back. Therefore, davka by nishba, with you, he can't be soimich that the nignav is going to come back to be tevei. Masha ain kain, when he wasn't nishba, he's not mechuyif to go to Madai because he could assume that the nignav will come be tevei the money from him, and at that point he will return it to him. We mentioned earlier the Mishnah lists chamish pruta, saying there are 5 halachas that the shir is a shavu pruta, and the Gemara asks v'listni nami hoinah pruta. Why don't we list also that the isur of hoinah, the shir, is also a shavah pruta? Why is that not included in the list in the Mishnah of things that are the shir is telling the shavah pruta, that the isur of hoinah, the shir, is dafka fiz ma'anes chaveri a shavah pruta? And the Gemara answers amri of kahana zay zay meres ain hoinah l'prutas. We see from this that there is no hoinah on prutas. V'levi amai yesh hoinah l'prutas, and Levi holds there is hoinah by prutas, and Levi was magia in his Mishnah, and in Levi's list of the chamish prutas, he did include that the shir of hoinah is a shavah pruta. It was a machlokes in Rishonim. What is Rav Kahana saying? Zay zay meres ain hoinah l'prutas. What does it mean? There is no hoinah for prutas. Rashi is mefarish ain hoinah l'prutas bepachas meisah hu matbea shal kesef. There is no hoinah on anything less than a isar. That's the smallest matbea shal kesef, and therefore there is no hoinah on anything less than a isar. The Rosh understands Kavanas Rashi, that Rashi is referring to how much the Aino was. There is no Isser of Aino, there is no Halachas of Aino, unless one was Ma'anes Chaveri. The Aino is the Shear of an Isser, which is the smallest coin after a Pruta. The next level coin is a Isser. Therefore, any time the Aino is less than an Isser, there is no Isser of Aino. There are only Halachas of Aino if the Aino is the Shear of an Isser. And the Rosh is Chelik on Rashi, and the Rosh holds the Medeiraisa, the smallest coin after a Pruta, is a Ma'ar Kesef. And therefore, unless the Aino is the shear of a Ma'ar Kesef, there is no Issa of Aino. Anything less than a Ma'ar Kesef would still be included in Ein Aino L'Prutas, that there is no Aino on small amounts of money. The Yisurim of Aino first begin, according to Rashi, at the shear of an Issa, and according to the Rosh, at the shear of a Ma'ar Kesef. The Shitin Lekubetzes brings a Ritzbash. The Ritzbash understood Kavanas Rashi. The Rashi is not referring to the Shir of the Oino. Rashi is not referring to how much one was Ma'anes Chaveroi. Only Rashi is referring to the Shir of the Mekach. Dafka, if the Mekach is the Shir of a Isar, which is a Matbea Shel Kesef. If the Mekach is of that amount of money, then there's a din of Isuri Oino. But if the Mekach is not the Shir of an Isar, the Mekach was on a Chayfetz, that the value was smaller than an Isar over there, we do not have the Allah of Eino, and that is what the Gemara is referring to when it says, Eino Eino the Prutus. And according to all these Shittas, we have to explain what is the Pshat, what is the explanation, why is the Allah Eino Eino the Prutus when it's a small Mekach, either there's a small amount of Eino, or the Mekach itself is a small Mekach, why is the Allah Eino Eino the Prutus? The Tayyus Chaim asks, why should the Allah be Bechlal Eino Eino the Prutus, Maishno from Gezel? By Gzela, we know there's a halacha after Shavar Pruta, like we explained earlier, there's an Isser that Gzela of Shavar Pruta is considered Maman Chaveri, and he can be Tevea back to, from the Ganif, the money that he stole. Why should I know be Cholok from the Isser Gneva? Why do I know do we say that when one is Ma'anis Chaveri Shavar Pruta, we do not have the halacha of I know? And the Tayyus Chaim explains, being that I know is totally in Das Bnei Adam, Chazal and Mishaya, when people are Moichel, we had earlier, Pachas Mishtus, there is no din of I know, being that people are normally Moichel, there is no Isser of I know. So being that the halachas of Aino are totally in Das Bnei Adam, and when people are normally Moichel, we do not have the halachas of Aino, that's not considered a Ma'anes Chaveri, an amount of money that people are not makbid on is not considered Aino. So therefore, who are doing a small amount of money also is not considered Aino. People are normally Moichel small amounts of money, and in such a case, we do not have the dinam of Aino. So therefore, according to Rashi, anything less than an Isa, people are normally Moichel. According to the Rosh, we say anything less than a Ma'ar Kesef, people are normally Moichel. And according to the Ritzbash, on a small Mekach, when the Mekach is only a Isar of Kesef, or less than an Isar of Kesef, in such a case, people are not normally Makbid, and therefore in these cases, we say there is no Aino, we could assume a Mechila, and that's the halacha of Ein Aino Leprutus. There are two more Shittas in the Rishonim, and what the Gemara means when it says Ein Aino Leprutus. The Rambam in Perek Yed Beis Melachos Mechira explains Ein Aino Leprutus is a Dafka Shavar Pruta itself, exactly a Shavar Pruta. On a Shavar Pruta itself, there are no halachas of Aino. If the Aino is a Shavar Pruta, we do not have this of Aino, and that's what the Gemara is referring to when it says Ein Aino Leprutus. But if it's a Mashu more than a Shavar Pruta, that is already Yotza from the halacha that we assume a Mechila of Ein Aino Leprutus. The Shia Chazal gave was up until a Pruta. It was a Shia that they gave a Geder up until a Pruta. A person is not Makbid. Anything more than a Pruta already, a person is Makbid and one can be Tevei. And I'll say when the Gemara says Ein Aino Leprutus, it's referring to Afka to a Pruta, exactly a Shavar Pruta and nothing more. There's a chiddush de kashita, it's born in the shita mekubetzes b'shem a ravid. The ravid holds ein aino leprutus. We're not referring to like all the other rishonim an amount that people are meichel to. Ein aino leprutus means there is no shir shavar pruta by aino. Afilu a pachus mishavar pruta. Also, a person is makbid on. A person can be tevei and also afilu a pachus mishavar pruta. Also, the halacha of begzeles that has to be dafka shavar pruta does not apply to aino. By aino afilu a pachus mishavar pruta. Also, one who's ma'anes chaveri or shtus. Or Yisem Mishtos to Halachas of Aino, I feel on a Pachas Mishav Pruta, and that's what the Gemara is referring to when it says Ein Aino Leprutus, that I feel a Pachas Mishav Pruta also one can be Tevei and Asay. So Bekitzer, we have five Shittas, and that explains the Gemara what the Gemara means when it says Ein Aino Leprutus. We have the Ma'alach of Rashi that it's Dafka and Isar, and there was a Machlekes, so we showed him how to understand Rashi. The Rosh understood Rashi that the Aino has to be a Shir of an Isar in order to be over the Isar of Aino. Anything less than the Aino being a Shir Isar, we do not have the Isar of Aino. And the Rosh was Chaylik that the Shir of the Aino is not an Isar, only the Shir of the Aino is a Ma'ar Kesef. Anything less than a Ma'ar Kesef does not have the Isar of Aino. And anything more than a Ma'ar Kesef does have the Isar of Aino. The Shittu Mekubetzes B'Shem Eretz Bash understood in Rashi that we're not being Mishaya what the Shir of the Aino is, only we're being Mishaya what the Shir of the Mekach is. On a Mekach that's more than the amount of an Isar, in such a case there is the Isar of Aino. On a small Mekach, if the Chayfetz is valued at less than the Isar, and the Mekach is less than the Isar, in such a case we do not have the Isurim of Aino, and that's what the Gemara is referring to when it says Ein Aino Leprutus. And then we must say with the two other Shittas in the Rishonim, the Shitta of the Rambam, that Ein Aino Leprutus is a Shavar Pruta exactly, Dafka exactly a Shavar Pruta, there is no Isar of Aino, but anything more than that, Chazal gave a Geder, that up until a Pruta, anything more than that, there is the Isar of Aino. And then we have the Chiddush the Kashita of the Ravid. The Ravid learns Ein Aino Leprutus is not referring to the amount that a person is Moichel. And in such a case, there would not be this of Aino, only it's a Chumrah. Ein Aino Leprutus means that even on less than a Shavar Pruta, also one can be Tevei and Asai. There is no Shir of a Pruta Bechlal, but Aino, Afilo Pachas Shavar Pruta also has the Issa of Aino. And we said, with the explanation of the Rishonim, aside for the Ravid, all the other Rishonim, the Rashi, the Ritzbash, the Rosh, and the Rambam, why is it that Ein Aino Leprutus is being that I know is totally in das from the Yodim, the Chazal would be Meshai, what a person is normally makbid on, and what a person is normally moichel is not included in the halachas of I know. So therefore, on a pachas from these amounts, the above mentioned shiurim, in such a case, a person is normally moichel, and therefore Chazal would Meshai, then in such a case, it's a chelik of derech mekach umemka, and it's a chelik of the mechil that a person is normally moichel, and therefore the halacha is that on such small amounts, ain't I know leprutis. The Gemara continues, Gufa, Omer Ev Ketina, Bezdin Nizkakin Afilu Lepachis Mishavapruta, Bezdin is Nizkak Afilu to Apachis Mishavapruta. And Rava asks, how could Ev Ketina say that Bezdin is Nizkak to Apachis Mishavapruta? We have a Brisa that darshins, Ve'esa Shechotam in Akkadish Yishalim, that by Hektish, Bezdin is Nizkak to Apachis Mishavapruta, and Bezdin will force one to return Apachis Mishavapruta to Hektish. Obert Mashma Lehektish in Avlehejit Loi. It's dafka to hektish that bezin is nizgak to apachs mishavapruta. For hedyet, bezin is not nizgak to apachs mishavapruta. And the Gemara is answered, el yitma och yitma omev ketino, im huskuku bezin l'shavapruta. If bezin was nizgak to a shavapruta, then goymen afilu l'apachs mishavapruta, then bezin will be goymen the din afilu on apachs mishavapruta. Because tchilas adin beinon pruta, dafka na tchilas adin minid a shavapruta, but gemar din lo beinon pruta, the gemar din does not have to be a shavapruta. Bezdin will be going with the din afilu on a pachas mishavapruta. There are three shittas in the Rishonim to explain this memory of Ketina, that if Bezdin was nizgak to a shavapruta and the tchilas hadin was on a shavapruta, they will be going with the din afilu on a pachas mishavapruta. Rashi in Divya Maschel, Goymen afilu bepachas, explains, Im chozer ha-sheni v'tovoy, if the teveya was mon from the nitva, if he originally came and was teveya the nitva shavapruta, and he was eiche bedin that the nitva owes him a shavapruta, but the Chozer Hasheni, the Nitva, came back and was Teveya back from the Teveya, Pachas Mishavapruta. So then, Koydim Sham Du Bezin, Misham Nizkakimai. Then Bezin will be Nizgak to the Nitva to take off the amount of money that he owes to the Teveya. Bezin originally paskin that the Nitva owes the Teveya Shavapruta. If the Nitva comes back to be Teveya from the Teveya, Pachas Mishavapruta, Bezin will be Nizgak to take off from the amount of money that the Nitva owes the Teveya, even if it's a pachas mishavapruta. The Sma'in Choshe Mishpat Simen Vov Siv Katan Beis explains Shitas Rashi, why is Bezdin Nizgak in such a case to pachas mishavapruta? And the Sma'in is Mefarish, Afilu Kishe Nitva Acha Gmardina, even after the Gmardin that Bezdin already paskin, that the Nitva owes the Teveya Shavapruta, if the Nitva comes back to be to read Teveya from the Teveya the money, because it's Chad Din Mikri, we don't look at it as a new din Torah, we look at it as a hemshech of the original din Torah. That it's all it is that Bezin taking off, they're re-looking at the amount that they said that the nitva owes the teveya. They're re-examining to see if he really owes that amount of money, and they're going to be menakeh, they're going to take off from the amount of money that the nitva owes the teveya. So therefore, afilu on a pachas mishavapruta, Bezin will be nizgak, because this is not a new din Torah on a pachas mishavapruta. We look at it as a chelik of the original din Torah, which really was a shavapruta, which Bezin was nizgak to. The Shitas Rambam in Perik Chof Milchus Sanhedrin, he's mefarish the memory of Ketina, im huskuku bezin to a shavapruta, they are goy medina afilu pachas mishavapruta, that if the teveya is teveya again from the nitva pachas mishavapruta, bezin will be nizgak to the second tvi of the teveya also, afilu to the pachas mishavapruta also. And the explanation of the Rambam is, being that it's not a new tvia, it's he was really already teveya a shavapruta. And now he's mounting a second tefiyah of a pachas mishavapruta. Again, we don't look at it as a new din Torah of a pachas mishavapruta. We just look at it as an additional tefiyah on top of the first tefiyah. And we look at it, kilo he's being teveya, just a greater amount of money. But it's all nichlo in one big tefiyah of more than a shavapruta. So therefore, once bezin is nizkak to a shavapruta, there'll be nizkak also to the second tefiyah of a pachas mishavapruta. The Ritva in our sugya brings a third pirish in the member of Ketina. The Ritva is Mefarish Rav Ketina, that if Bezin was originally Nizgak, the moment that they thought was a Shavapruta, Bezin sat down, they made Yeshiva Sadayonin on moment that they thought was valued at a Shavapruta, and it was then this buyer that the money is not really worth a Shavapruta. The money is worth less than a Shavapruta. Being that Bezin was already Yoshvu Ladin, and they were already Nizgak to this moment, even though now it was this buyer that the moment is not worth a Shavapruta, once Bezin was ready, Yoshev to dan this case, they continued to be going with the din Torah, even though it was nizbar that it's a pachas mishavapruta. And l'fili v'tzva, it's mevura, a chiddush, and what is this halacha that Bezin is not nizgak to a pachas mishavapruta? It is not a halacha that Bezin does not consider this mammon bechlal, that Bezdin doesn't look at Pachmin Shavar Puta as an amount of money that's choshev by Bezdin. Only the halacha of Bezdin is not niskak to a Pachmin Shavar Puta is that it's not a choshev enough moment for Bezdin to be yoshev lodin olav. It's not considered a moment for Bezdin to sit down and make a din toyer on it. Being that it's not a choshev amount of moment, Bezdin will not make a yeshiva sadayonin on a Pachmin Shavar Puta. But once Bezdin already sat down to dan this din toyer, because they thought it was a Shavar Puta, even though it was now in his bar that it's a Pachmin Shavar Puta, Bezdin will be going with the din. Once it already was Yeshiva Sadayonim, Bezdin will be going with the din, I feel, on a Pachmin Shavar Puta, and they will force one to return money, I feel, a Pachmin Shavar Puta worth of money. But Al Kapanah, we have three shittas in the Gemara to be mefarish, the memory of Ketina, that once Bezdin was Nizgak to a Shavar Puta, they will be going with din, I feel, on a Pachmin Shavar Puta. The first shittah was Shittas Rashi, that if the Teveya was Teveya Shavar Puta and Bezdin Paskin the Nitvah's Chayev to Shavar Puta with a Mammon, and now the Nitvah was re-Teveya back from the Teveya Pachmi Shavar Puta, we do not look at this as a new Din Torah, we look at it as if the Nitvah is claiming to owe less money than what Bezdin Paskin, they're just being Menaka from the original Din Torah, from the original Psak, the amount that the Nitvah is Mechayev to pay, and being that we don't look at this as a new Din Torah, therefore, Bezdin will be Nizkak, I feel, to a Pachmi Shavar Puta, because it's all a chelik of the original Din Torah on a Shavar Puta. And then we also have the Shittas of Rambam, the second Shittah in our Sugya. The Rambam holds that if the Teveya was Teveya Shavar Puta, and now he's Teveya's second Tviya of Pachmi Shavar Puta, we don't look at it as a new Tviya, we look at it as one big Tviya of a larger amount of money, and therefore it's all included in the Tviya of more than a Shavar Puta, and Bezdin will be Nizkak to this Din Torah. And the third Shittah was the Shittas of Ritva. The Ritva held, we have Ketino as being Mechadish, that if Bezdin thought the Mammon was worth a Shavar Puta, and Bezdin was Yoshev Lodin Olav, they'll be Goymer Dine Afilo for a Pachmi Shavar Puta, even though it was Nizbar, that the Mammon that they were Yoshev Olav Lodin is not really worth a Shavar Puta, it's worth a Pachmi Shavar Puta, Afilo Achi, Bezdin will be Goymer the Din, being that they already sat down to dan this Din Torah, they'll be Goymer Dine Afilo Pachmi Shavar Puta, because the entire halacha that Bezdin is not niskak to a Pachmi Shavar Puta is only that Bezdin is it's not choshev enough moment for Bezdin to be Yoshev Olav Lodin. Bezdin will not sit down to a Din Torah for a Pachmi Shavar Puta with a moment. But once Bezdin is already sitting to paskin on this moment, they'll paskin afil on a Pachmi Shavar Puta also. Is a suffix from the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nundalid. The Minchas Chinuch is Mesopik. What is the halacha of a ganef who is goinef a chatzi puta? And the halacha is that when a ganef is paying back his geneva, he's mechuyif to pay kefil. So what is the halacha if a ganef stole a chatzi puta, and now when he's mechuyif to pay kefil, it comes out he's really owes the nignav a puta. Together with the kefil, a chatzi puta and a chatzi puta is a shavar puta. Do we say that the halacha of Bezdin not being nizgak to a pachs mishavar puta is that Bezdin is not nizgak to a tvius mammon of less than a shavar puta? And being that the nignav is being teveya from the ganef really just the mammon that the ganef stole from him, it's a psak Bezdin that's mechayev the kefil, but the tviya of the nignav is really only on this that the ganef stole his chayfetz. And therefore the tviya of the nignav is on a pachmi shavar puta, and Bezdin is not nizgak to a tviya of pachmi shavar puta, it's not a choshev enough mammon for Bezdin to be yoshev olav lodin. Or do we say that being that the final psak of Bezdin will be a shavar puta, because together with the kefil which Bezdin is danning on if the ganef is mechuyev, it's possible that it will come out to a chiv a shavar puta, so Bezdin will be yoshev olav lodin because the din Torah is a din Torah on a final amount of a shavar puta. And the Minchas Chinuch leaves it as a suffix. What is the halacha in such a case that the ganef stole pachmi shavar puta? Will Bezdin be nizgak to it, being that with the kefil to shavar puta, or Bezdin is not nizgak because we look at it as a tfiya of pachmi shavar puta? The etzem halacha of Rav Ketina that Bezdin is not nizgak to a pachmi shavar puta, there is a machlokes in the poskim regarding which tviyas is Rav Ketina discussing. Is he discussing a tviyah of a chayv ba'almo that Reuven is being teveya from Shimon, that a chayv mammon that Shimon owes in pachmi shavar puta? In such a case, Bezdin is not nizgak, being that it's only a tviyah of pachmi shavar puta. Or is he discussing afilo a case when Reuven is being teveya from Shimon kelim sheyesh loy biyadai? Shimon has kelim of Reuven that Reuven is being teveya, and in such a case also Bezdin is not nizgak if the kelim are worth pachmi shavar puta. Pinegeh the shvuas moide b'miktsas de as a machlikis or rishonim. The halacha is that a shvuas moide b'miktsas is dafka if the idah is l'chol apachas of puta. The kfiya has to be l'chol apachas shteim on kesef, and one is being teveya money. The shear of the idah is a shavar puta. The shear of the kfiya is by shteim on kesef. In choshe mishpat simen peches sif gimel. The Mechaber Paskins, a Medvar, Mamurim, if he's being Tevea, Peris, and Mine Schoira, but if he's being Tevea, Shtei Kalim, if the Tvia was Shtei Kalim, Behoidilai Be'echmim, and he was Moidim, one of the Kalim, Ain Sarach Shia, when it comes to Kalim, there is no Shia, I feel if the Kalim are worth a Pachs, Mishabaputa, I feel Hachi, if Ruben was Tevea from Shimon, two Kalim, Hagam the Pachs, Mishabaputa, Shimon is Moidim, one of the Kalim, there would be a Shuas, Moidim, Mixas, even though we do not have the Shia mentioned by Chayv. The entire Shia mentioned by Shuas Maidim Mitzvahs is only when one is being Tevea Achoyv, when one is Tevea Kalim, Kalim Achashav Afilu Pachshim Shavaputa, and one would make a Shuas Maidim Mitzvahs as long as there was a Tvia on two Kalim. This man, Sifkat and Hay, brings the Shita of the Rosh and the Torah. The Rosh and the Torah are Chaylik on this Psak of the Mechaber, and the Rosh and the Torah hold that by Shuas Maidim Mitzvahs also the Kalim have to be worth the Chal Pachshim Shavaputa. Kalim Pachshim Shavaputa are not Chashiv, only Kalim that are Shavaputa, then we say the Kalim are Chashiv, and in such a case, if almost Teve had two Kalim, and he was Haidah Be'echad Mehem, there would be a Shavuos Maidah Be'mikzas. So HaKalpanim, there's a Ma'achlikis in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Peiches, what is the Halacha by a Shavuos Maidah Be'mikzas? If when one is Teve had two Kalim, and he was Haidah Be'echad Mehem, do the Kalim have to be worth a Shavaputa, and only in such a case is there a Shavuos Maidah Mikzas, or Afilu Kalim that are Pachshim Shavaputa are also considered Chashav and Mamin, and Afilu when one is Tevea to Kalim that are Pachshim Shavaputa, and is Hoydilai Be'echam Ayam, there would be a Shavuos Maidah Mikzas. The Shach in Chayshim Mishpat Simin Vav stells to this Machlaikis to our Allah of Rev Ketina, that just like there was a Machlaikis, when they get a Shavuos Maidah Mikzas, whether or not when one is Tevea, Kalim Pachshim Shavaputa, and he's Hoydilai Be'echam Ayam, there's a Shavuos Maidah Mikzas, do we say a Kali is considered Chashav and Mamin, Afilu Pachshim Shavaputa? Who are then there'll be a similar machlokes when again halacha of Ketina. This that we say Bezdin is not nizgak to a pachs mishaver pruta is only when one is being tevea chayv mamon. But if one is tevea keli afilu pachs mishaver pruta is considered chashav mamon. And therefore, if one is tevea keli pachs mishaver pruta, Bezdin would be nizgak, even though Bezdin is not nizgak to mamon pachs mishaver pruta. When it comes to a keli, Bezdin would be nizgak because a keli afilu pachs mishaver pruta is considered a chashav mamon. The Ritva in our sugya, when he's mefarish the memory of Ketina that Bezdin is not nizgak to a pachshim shavaputa, the Ritva says that if Ketina is only discussing when one is being tevea achivis tashlumin, when one is discussing a payment, Reuven is being tevea Shimon that Shimon owes him money. He's not being tevea a specific object; he's being tevea achivis tashlumin that Shimon owes him money. In such a case, Rav Ketina was saying that Bezdin is not nizgak to a pachshim shavaputa, but if one is tevea dover be'en, he's being tevea achivis that Shimon has biyadai, and he's tevea back his chayfetz, in such a case, Bezdin is nizgak afilu to a pachs mishavaputa, and we do not have the halacha of ein Bezdin nizgakim to a pachs mishavaputa. The Zokta Tumim gebait on this ritva, based on this that the ritva is mefarish, that if Ketina is dafka by a chayves tashlumin and not by dover be'en, it will be lav dafka by a keli even, by any dover be'en, afilu peiris, afilu any dover chayfetz sheyesh le'uvein biyad Shimon. When Reuven is being Tevea Dover Be'en, we will never say that Halacha that Bezdin is not Nizgak. Bezdin is only not Nizgak to Chayvus Pachshim Shavaputa. The entire Halacha of Ketina was Benegei Achayv. But if Shimon has Reuven's object and Bezdin is Nizgak, Bezdin will get back from Shimon Reuven's object and return it to its rightful owner. Reuven Ketina was never discussing when Shimon is holding on to an object that does not belong to him. So in the Fidei Ritva, L'Chayru would come and not like the Shach. Look, the Tumim, we come and ask the Shach. The Shach is saying that the Machlokes Benegei Shavuos Maidah Be'mikzas of whether or not a Keli is considered Chashav Mamon would be by the Halacha of Rav Ketina also. But according to the Tva, any time Reuven is being Tevea from Shimon a Keli, he's being Tevea Dover Be'en, we Bechlal don't have the Halacha of Rav Ketina. Not because of the Svar of the Shach that a Keli is considered a Chashav Mamon, but because the entire Halacha of Rav Ketina was only said to a Chayves Tashlumin. It was only said when Reuven is being Tevea Shimon Mamon that he owes him money. In such a case, Bezdin is not nizkak because the Pachshim Shavaputa is not considered a chashav mamon. But any time you're dealing with a davar be'en, Reuven being tevea back an object that is already his, and if Shimon's holding on to his object, in such a case, Bezdin is nizkak afilu to Pachshim Shavaputa, and therefore the machlokes by Maidim Mikzas will not be relative over here, because over here, l'kulei alma, when Reuven's tevea from Shimon a davar be'en, Bezdin would be nizkak afilu to Pachshim Shavaputa. I just want to summarize what we discussed, Benegea, the memory of Rav Ketina, that Ein Bezdin is cocking to a Pachshim Shavaputa, and Rav Ketina was Mechadish, that if Bezdin was his Chaldinam on a Shavaputa, they are Goyme Dinam, I feel on a Pachshim Shavaputa. We mentioned three Shitas to Mefarish, the memory of Rav Ketina, that Bezdin will be Goyme Dinam, I feel on a Pachshim Shavaputa. Shitas Rashi was that if Reuven was Teveya from Shimon or Shavu Pruto, and Shimon went back to be Teveya from Reuven or Pachs from Shavu Pruto, the Smaz, Mefarish, and Simon Vav, we do not look at this as a new Tviya, only we look at it as a Hemshech of the first Din Torah that was saying that the Shimon doesn't owe Reuven the full amount that Bezin originally passed him, but Menachem and Adamim, we are taking off from the amount that we passed originally that Shimon owes Reuven, and it's considered a hemshech of the first din Torah, and therefore Bezin will be nizgak. I feel if the second tefillah was pachs mishavu pruta. The second shita was the shita of Rambam. The Rambam held that if Reuven was teveya Shimon a shavu pruta, and then Reuven was teveya again from Shimon a pachs mishavu pruta, we look at it as one big tefillah of more than a shavu pruta, and therefore Bezin is nizgak to it because we look at it as a din Torah on a shavu pruta. And the third shita was the shita of the Ritva. The Ritva is mefarish that if Bezdin thought it was worth a shavu pruta, if Bezdin realized it's not worth a shavu pruta after they already yashvu laden, Bezdin is going medina mafil on a pachs mishavu pruta, even though originally they would not have sat down to such a din Torah on pachs mishavu pruta. And then we mentioned the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. What is the halacha of a ganef who is going to vechatzi pruta? And together with the keifel, it's not worth a shavu pruta. Do we say, being that the tvias mamin is really on a pachs mishavu pruta, it's on the keli that he stole? Or do we say that being that the final psak will be on a shavu pruta, because together with the oinish and the knas of the kefil, it will be a shavu pruta, so therefore the din Torah is on a shavu pruta and Bezdin will be nizgak, even though the geneva itself was on a pachs mishavu pruta. From there we went to discuss the etzem halacha that Bezdin is not nizgak to a pachs mishavu pruta. Is this halacha dafka by a chayvus tashlumin that Reuven is being teveya from Shimon, money that Shimon owes him, or are we discussing afilu a case and Reuven is being teveya keli sheish lebiad Shimon? The shachin chayshemishpat simin vav shtel su the machlikas of rishonim broden chayshemishpat simin peches by shvuas meidu bemiktsas. When one is teveya two kelim pachs mishav epruta behoydu loy beechem ayam, is there a halacha of shvuas meidu bemiktsas or not? Do we say that a keli pachs mishav epruta is considered a chashav mamana even though it's less than a shav epruta? A dafka keli, which is a shavu pruta, when one is teveya two kelim of a shavu pruta, v'hoydeloi be'echameyam, over there there's a halacha of shvuas meidu b'miktsas. But when one is teveya kelim pachs mishavu pruta, that's not considered a chashav mamin, and there will not be a shvuas meidu b'miktsas. Zok t'shach, who adin there would be chaylik in our halacha also, and the halacha that Bezin is not nizkak to a pachs mishavu pruta, if we hold that a keli pachs mishavu pruta is considered a chashav mamin, then Bezin will be nizkak to a tviya of a keli pachs mishavu pruta. But if we say that a keli pachs mishavu pruta b'negei shvuas meidu b'miktsas is not considered a chashav mamin, who adin Bezin will not be nizgak to a keli pachs mishavu pruta. We mentioned also that according to the Ritva and our sugya, we would come out now like the shach. The Ritva holds the entire halacha of Bezin not being nizgak to a pachs mishavu pruta is dafka by a chayvus tashlumin. But when one Reuven is being teveya from Shimon a davar be'en, that Shimon has something of Reuven biyada, in such a case Bezin is nizgak afilu to a pachs mishavu pruta, and Bezin will force Shimon to return the mamon sheyesh to Reuven biyada. If there's mamon of Reuven in the hands of Shimon, then Bezin is nizgak afilu pachs mishavu pruta, and they force him to return it. And according to this, then it will not be negeya bechlada the machlekes b'negeya moedim b'miktsas. The kuli alma, if Reuven is teveya from Shimon a keli sheyesh that Shimon has a keli of Reuven biyada, afilu pachs mishavu pruta, also Bezin will be nizgak, because over there it was never said that halacha bechlal that Bezin is not nizgak to a pachs mishavu pruta. The next Mishnah on Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis brings the group of Chamisha Chumshenein. There are five Chiyuvei Chaymish and Eilu Hei Nazaru eats Truma, Trumas Meiser Shald Mai, Va'achala, Va'abikurim. In all these cases, he wants Meiser for Chaymish. And the Mashmois of the Mishnah is that a Zaru eats Trumas Meiser Shald Mai pays Karen and the Chaymish to the Kayin. The Pashtus of the Mishnah that it's included on the list with Truma and Trumas Meiser and Chal and Bikurim, that one gives it to the Kayim. And from there we can imply that not only when the Zor eats the Chumas Maiseh Shel Demai, he gives the Karen V'chemish to the Kayim, but who adin a Chumas Maiseh Shel Demai itself, Chumas Shel Demai, one is Mechuyiv to give to the Kayim. The Ritva, when he's Mefarish, the Mishnah brings the Kashif from the Baal Amor. The why is it that when one is being Mafish Chumas from Demai, by Demai, by Etzem, we could assume that the Amoretz took off Chumas and Maiseh. It is only a suffix that we are choshish, maybe the Amoris didn't take it off, and midi abonim we are machmet to be mafish again. But the entire afresh is only misafik. So why is it that one is mechuyiv to give the truma and the truma's meiser from the mai to the koyin? L'chayiv we should say, amoitzi mechaveh alav araya. That bishlam abinageh, the isser, we are choshish for the suffix, and therefore one is mechuyiv to be mafish the truma and the truma's meiser. But when it comes to the mamanis, When it comes to the Nesina L'Koyin, why don't we say Amaitse Mechaveh Olav Arayim? One is not Mechuyiv to give the Trumas Maitse to the Koyin. He should be allowed to keep it and sell it to the Kehanim for Dmei Truma. He's also to eat it because it's Truma, and there's a Chshash of Kedushas Truma in it that Azor is also to eat it. But Al Kalponim, he should be allowed to sell it to the Koyin, being that Mendine Mamanis is Allah Amaitse Mechaveh Olav Arayim. We should allow the Bailim to sell his Truma and Trumas Maitse Shel Dmei to the Koyin, being that in Dine Mavonis, we pass now Amitz Mechavei Olav Arayim. The Ritva and Uadin the Meiri in our Sugya answer that part of the Takana that Chazal and Mesakin, Midrabbanan, one is Mechuyiv to be Mafish, Truma, and Trumas Maisef and Dmai, wasn't only to be Choshish for the Isser and to do the Maisef Rosha, but a Chedek of the Takana was also to be Noisin and Lekoyin. So even though Midei Raisa, it's only Misafik that one is being Mafish, the Truma, and the Trumas Maisef. And therefore, Misafik, we should say, Amitzim Echavei Olav Arayim. But Bechlal, this Takana Darabonon, that one is Mechuyiv to be Choshish for the Safik, and they were Mesakin, one is being Mafish, Truma, and Trumas Maisef, from the Mai, who are the Mesakin, the one is Mechuyiv to give it to the Koyin, and therefore, there's a Mitzvah, Nesinim, and Darabonon, to give the Truma, and the Trumas Maisef to the Koyin. Taisis in Yuman, Daftes, asks a similar question. He asks, Maishno, by Maisef, we say one is not Mechuyiv to give the Maisef from the Mai to the Levi. We say Amitzim Echaveh Olav Arayim, and he's mafresh the Maaser, but he keeps it for himself. So why is it that by Truma we say one is Mechuyiv to give it to the Koyin, and he can't sell it to the Koyin? Maishna the Truma from the Maaser. And Taisis answers, being that Truma is a Dover Muat, one is only mafresh 1/50th for Truma, and Truma's Maaser is only 1/100th of the Kri, it's 1/10th of the Maaser, so therefore it comes out to 1/100th of the Kri, it's a Dover Muat. So therefore, Lechoshu Chazal for that moment, and they were Masakin, one should give it to the Kayin, being that it's only a Dover Muat anyways, they included that in the Takon, and they said he should give it to the Kayin. Mashenkin, the Maisis, which is a larger amount, Chazal said, we say, Ameitz Mechaveh Olav Arayim, and one is not Mechuyiv to give the Maiser of Dmai to the Levi. And Kreger, in his Pirish on the Mishnayis, in the beginning of Meseches Dmai, brings a Machlokes regarding this Halacha. Why is one Mechuyiv, and why is one Mechuyiv to give his Truma of Demai to the Koyin? And when Kregi brings a Rashi in Saitan Daf Memches, who explains the Chilik between Chumas and Maisis, why by Chuma one gives it to the Koyin, and the Maisis of Demai, we say, Ametz Mechaveh Olav Arayim, and one keeps for himself. And Rashi is Mefarish that by Chuma, Chazal V'Choshish, if we had to say that one is allowed to keep the Chuma for himself, the Hainu B'Negeh, the Mominus, we would say, Ametz Mechaveh Olav Arayim. And one would be allowed to keep the Chuma and sell it to the Koyin Kisha Yitze. So the Chayra, one would leave the Chuma by himself for an extended period of time until he found a buyer for the right price to buy his Chuma. And being that the Chuma is staying by him for an extended period of time, Ya Chayshish, he may come to eat the Chuma. There's a Chshash, a person will eat the Chuma, and a Zor is also to eat Chuma. So being that there's a Chshash, one will be able to eat it. If a Chazal said one is Mechuyiv to give it to the Koyin, and he has to give it to him for free, and he cannot sell it, because if he sells it, he'll leave it by himself, and he may come to be over the Isser of a Zor eating Chuma. My Shenkin by Maishas, they said, Amaitse Mechaveh Olav Arayim, there's no Isser for a Zor to eat Maiser. So with there, Chazal left it, Amaitse Mechaveh Olav Arayim, and one can keep the Maishas of Dmai for himself. The Kregi brings another Shita, the Shita of the Turin, Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, and it's also the Shita of the Rash, that Enechanami, there is no halacha that one is mechuyiv to give the chuma of Dmai to the Koyin. One is allowed to keep the chuma of Dmai for himself because Ametzim Echaveh Olav Arayim, being that he's only mafish misafik, there is no chiyiv to give it to the Koyin for free, and he's allowed to keep it for himself. And being that Azor is also to eat it, he'll sell it to the Koyin. But about it, in Dine Mamanis, it's his, and therefore he's allowed to keep it and sell it to the Koyin. There is no chayvis nesina midrabanan. And according to the Torah and the Rash, our Mishnah who says Chumas Maisa Shel Dmai, when is Mafisha Karen V'Chaimish, it is only referring to the Kedusha Shuma that will be Chal, is Mafisha Karen V'Chaimish, and it's Chal Kedusha Shuma, but then he keeps it for himself, and he can sell it to the Koyin, and keep the money for himself, being that by Dmai there's Halacha, it's only Misafik, and Amitza Mechaveh Olav Arayim. So our Kapanim, we have a few Shitas over here being Mefarish, the Chayvas Nesina of Chuma to the Koyin. We brought originally the Ritva and the Meiri and our Sugya ask, why is it that one is Mechuyiv to give the Chuma to the Koyin? And they explain that being that Midrabbana they were Choshish by Dmai and they were Masakin, one has to be Mafish, Chumas and Maises from the Dmai. Bechlal Chazal's Takana that one is Mechuyiv to be Mafish, the Chumas and Maises of Dmai was that one is Mechuyiv to give the Chuma to the Koyin. And even though Midrayisa it's only a Suffolk and Ametzim Echaveh Olav Arayim, but in the Chelik of the Takana Midrabbana to be Choshish for the Tzad, that maybe the Amoritz wasn't Mafish Chumas, was also that one is Mechuyiv to give the Chuma that is Mafish to the Koyin. We said over Toysis and Yuma and Daftes as Mepharish, the Chiluk between Chumas and Mises. Why would Chazal Masak and Dafka by Chumas and not by Mises? Toysis is Mepharish, being that a Chumas is Dover Muat. So therefore Chazal said one should has to give it to the Koyin, Masheke Mises, which is a lot, it's a tenth of his produce. Over there, Chazal said that one is not Mechuyif to give it to the Levi, and they said, Amitzim Mechavir Lover Ryan is allowed to keep it for himself. We then mentioned that Kvege brings two Shitas, the Machlokes, whether or not one is Mechuyif to give the Chuma of Dmai to the Koyin. The Shita of Rashi and Saita Dafam Ches was like the Shita of all the Rishonim we mentioned earlier. Rashi explains the Chiluk between Chumas and Maisers, that by Chuma there's a Chshash of Osili de Kilkol, being that if one is allowed to keep the Chuma for himself and sell it to the Koyin, he's going to leave it by himself for an extended period of time. He may come to eat it, and a Zorah is also to eat Chuma. Mashen came by Maisris, where there is no Isser for a Zorah to eat Maisris. Chazal said he can keep the Maisris for himself. And in Kregi brought the Shita of the Turin Simon Shem Lamed Aleph, and it's also the Shita of the Rash, that Ena Chanami, one is not Mechuyif to give the Chuma of Dmai to the Koyin, he's allowed to keep it for himself. And even though he's also to eat the Chuma, but Al Kaponim, he can keep it for himself and sell it to the Koyin and keep the money, being that Bendine Mamunis is Amoitzim Echaveh Olava Raya. The Gemara begins by explaining this, that the Mishnah says Chumas Maisa shall d'mai azor, there was oichel Chumas Maisa shall d'mai as chayev achoymish amarava kashalei le'rabalazo rabalazo had a kasha Chumas Maisa shall d'mai v'chi osu chachomim chizik le'devayim kishal toira. Did Chazal make a chizik le'devayim kishal toira? D'mai is only mid'rabonon m'chuyiv in Chuma, so the entire Chumas Maisa shall d'mai is only Chuma mid'rabonon. So why is it that Azor eats it as chayev achoymish v'chi osu chachom chizik l'deveim kishal toira? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hamani Rav Meir Yida Amar osu chachom chizik l'deveim kishal toira. We find the shittas of Rav Meir that Chazal were osu chizik l'deveim afilu antinan d'rabonan, they made a chizik kishal toira. The Tanya we find in a braisa, maybe a get mimdinas ayom, and he gives it to the Isha and does not say b'fanei nechtam, there's a takonas chachom that a shliach who brings the get must say b'fanei nechtam. Rameyer holds yoytzi v'avlad mamze, Rameyer says that Chazal were also chizik l'deveim kishal toira, they made it exactly like a deraisa, and therefore the halach is, if one does not say b'fanei nechtam, yoytzi v'avlad mamze, v'chachom m'moimim ein avlad mamze, the chachom hold that in such a case, the vlad is not a mamze. The Gemara is kasha v'chi osu chachom chizik l'deveim kishal toira. Toisis is bothered, we find bekamim b'koimis that Chazal were also chizik l'deveim kishal toira. The Chazal made dina d'rabbanan like dina d'raisa. So why is it dafka over here that the Gemara has a question v'chi osu chachom chizik, that it was shver to the Gemara that Chazal should make a dina d'rabbanan like a dina d'raisa? We find many places that Chazal made, they were hishvumi, they say, and they made their abonans the same as their isis. So for Toysis, why is the Gemara of Akasha dafka over here? And Toysis explains, being that the halacha of achoymish is exeris akosov, there is no svar really that one should be mechuyiv achoymish, azor she'ochel trumas maise, should be mechuyiv to pay a keren v'achoymish. It's exeris akosov to give him a knas, that azor who's ochel trumas maise is mechuyiv to pay a keren v'achoymish. Being that afilu midayraisa is only exeris akosov, the Gemara held it was difficult to understand that when Chazal and Masakin Adin de Rabbanan that one is Mechuyiv to Mafish Chumas Maisa from Demai, they should add on this Gzeres HaKosu that is Mechuyiv to Maisa V'Chaymish, being that is not a Svara, Chazal will not be Mashvim B'Deisayim L'Din Torah in a case where it's not a Svara to be Mechuyiv to Chaymish. And to that the Gemara tells Su the Halacha of B'Fanei Nechtam, in the case of B'Fanei Nechtam, this that the Vlad is a Mamzer also is not a Svara, it's Gzeres HaKosu that one who marries Eishas Ish, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So in such a case also, the Gemara held Chazal should not be mashvim b'deisayim l'din Torah, and the Vlad should not be a mamzer. We find the Meir says that in such a case, when the Shliach doesn't say b'fanei nechtam, yetzi v'avlad mamzer, so we see the Meir holds, even in a case when it's only exeris akosim and it's not a svar, also Chazal were mashvim b'deisayim l'din Torah, and therefore our Mishnah who says, on Chumas Maisa Shodmai, when Azor who's ochla is mechuyiv to pay a keren v'chaymish, is the Meir v'volei abonon. The Ritva also asks Toysis question, why is the Gemara bother Dafka over here v'chi chacham also chizik l'deveim kishal Torah more than any other place that we find in many places Chazal and Mashvim be the same l'din Torah, and they made their abundance and their isis the same? And the Ritva is mefarish, being that Demai is a chashash rochuk be'etzim we are soymich that Amoritz Amoratzim hein Amoratzim do take off chumas and maisus, and there's a chashash rochuk that Amoratzim are not Mafish Chumas and Maisis. So being that the entire Darbonin is based on the Chashash Rochuk, the Gemara held it was difficult to understand why Chazal would say one is Mechuyiv to be Maisif HaChoymish on top of paying the keren. It's enough to etzem takona that we are choishish for this chashash rochuk that the amaratzim were not mafish shumis and maisvis. Why is it that one is mechuyev azor ha'ochloy to pay a keren v'choymish? And to that, the Gemara tells Suda, Alocha by Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, with here also it's a chashash rochuk that Chazal were choishish for. And afilu hachi, we find that Meir held Avlad Mamzer, so we see that Meir holds even under abundance that were built on a chashash rochuk. Afilu hachi, they were mashami, they same lived in Torah, and they said that Avlad should be a Mamzer. So we did in our Mishnah, Azor was Ochla, Trumas Meister, Shaldmai. When Chazal were choishish for a chashash rochuk, still it's the same as the Deiraiso, and therefore one pays a keren v'chaymish. There'd be an afkamina between Tosis and the Ritva. According to Tosis, the Gemara's kasha is bechlal in the Chiyav Chaymish. The entire Chiyav Chaymish is exerus akosif, so by the Rabbanon we should not have a Chiyav Chaymish. By any Truma the Rabbanon we should not have a Chiyav Chaymish. According to the Ritva, the Gemara's question is limited dafka to Dmai. The Gemara held being that Dmai is a chashash rochuk, and a chashash rochuk we should not have a Chiyav Chaymish. But any other Truma the Rabbanon avada there would be a Chiyav Chaymish because Chazal were mashvimi the same with the entire. And it's dafka by case of chashash rochuk. Here the Gemara held it was difficult to understand why Chazal held that Azor ha'ochla trumas ma'aser shel dmai is mechuyev v'keren v'chaymish. We mentioned in the previous shiur by asoch truma there was one shita in Tosfos that asoch truma is only asur mederabanan. And the Kapos Tamarim asks on this shita in Tosfos that asoch truma is only mederabanan. How is it that the Mishnah says asoch truma is mechuyev v'keren v'chaymish? We find in our Gemara according to the Rabbanan by truma derabanan there is no chiyev v'chaymish. And if a soch truma is only an issa derabanan, why is it the one is mechuyev v'chaymish? So our people, we explain now the machlokes, the Tosfos and the Ritva. The Kapos Tamarim's question is only shver lefi Tosfos. Only lefi Tosfos we have a Gemara that says by any issa derabanan it doesn't pass the chiyev v'chaymish because Chazal will not be also chizuk the devarim kishal Torah b'negei the chiyev v'chaymish being that the chiyev v'chaymish is exeris akasa and not a svara. But according to the Ritva, the Gemara's question was dafka by dmai, dafka by a case of a chashash rochuk. When Chazal were being choishes that the Amaratim were not mafish trumas and maisvis, so memela by a soch truma, which is a regular issa derabanan, and there is no chashash rochuk, it's a regular issa derabanan that one is over when he's soch truma. In such a case, avada afilu by a issa derabanan, one azor ha'ochla is mechuyiv to pay a keren v'chaymish, and therefore a soch truma is mechuyiv to pay a keren v'chaymish, even though it's only an issa derabanan.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.